You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the cloud-based business management software that gives you the visibility and control you need to grow. NetSuite is offering their free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/smart.
Most interesting thing in tech is a story in The New Yorker about the perfect Instagram face. And it's about the kind of female face that is maximally popular on Instagram, and that more and more people are getting cosmetic surgery to look like. The author, Gia Tolentino, describes it as such. It's a young face, of course, with poreless skin and plump high cheekbones. It has cat-like eyes and long cartoonist lashes. It has a small, neat nose and full, lush lips. It looks at you coyly, but blankly. The face is distinctly white, but ambiguously ethnic. So it's a face like various Kardashians and other celebrities. And what's interesting is that women and men have had two things happen. One, creation of Instagram filters, which allows you to see what your face would look like differently. And then software like FaceTuner that can, I don't know, optimize your cheekbones or your lips or your eyelashes. So you have software that can make you look different, and so you can model what you'd look like differently. Secondly, we have constant access to images of celebrities in a way that we didn't have before. And a lot of people are starting to break down exactly what the celebrities are doing, where their cheeks are getting filled, how their chins are changing. And you get constant feedback. As you change your face to be more like the perfect Instagram face, you get more likes. You get more nice comments. And that creates an incentive to get plastic surgery. If you get the plastic surgery, maybe you get even more likes, unless it doesn't work, in which case it's just this terrible, terrible thing. It makes my stomach churn. You know, I guess where I would draw the line is filters are kind of okay. I almost never use them. But trying to get plastic surgery to look more like someone else, just don't do it. But still, it's something that is clearly happening in society. It's described beautifully and painfully in this piece, and it's the most interesting thing in tech. And also, if you ever see me with much smaller eyebrows, just turn away and unsubscribe. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.